Never go back, Tom. Return to the scene of a former glory, for it will become the scene of a new crime and the stuff of nightmares. This time he hadn't been able to stomach the alternative. He was on the skids and clutching at straws. This is a mistake. Back in the rehearsal room for the afternoon session, the lovely and diminutive Tanya was doing what she was born scoused to do, and that was to sing. Her extraordinary pipes belting out ease on down the road.
I won't. I would tell the world. I would fall to my knees. I would curl into a ball. I would gladly fall into the cradle of you. I would leave my burrow. I would sell my stock. I would ignore the rain. I would charge into fire, to war with ignorance. I would buy in with no money. I would dance without music. I would scream with no terror. I would talk to the trees. The need is that great. I would learn to partner. I would laugh at the moon. I would dream forever. I would never wake up. I cannot really live without you. Perhaps I could, but I won't.
Excerpt from Mississippi Rising. My concentration set upon a slow lightening of the sky. That fixation replaced by the sudden entry into frame of a loose squadron of muted plovers and terns flying low and fast along the horizon line of the river. I guessed them to be going north, but knowing nothing true of the migratory nature of birds, I acquiesced to just being heartened by knowing them to indeed be plovers and terns. For myself, had grown up by a great channel of water, and though only formally suspected, I could now already affirm, after this further pushing out of my craft into the ocean of the world, that all that had been written down before had been proven, in that the retaining of one's youth was to be regarded more profitable and sustaining than all of life's other chapters combined.
Thursday night. Coffee and she all Asian frightens me. Red wine, favorite flavor, lucky stinky me. Table manners, hot and holy English me. Friend on tap round the corner hiding me. That joint is calming, bolstering me. Oriental straight kink the jeans in me. Another mini search, mini bar, mini cabbie, cracking the code, respecting me. Salsa is all that I cannot be, hugging the Colombian, hoping he don't throttle me. Water leveling inside, warning me. Dancing has to stop by 3. Another taxi taking her away from me. Thursday night is all that it used to be. Flushing like an ecstatic kid on hot sand, kneading his thighs and calves as if preparing to make holy bread of himself. His imaginings consumed continually now, for he was closing in on glory. When all was still and night fallen, glittering sentinels littered the deep dark sky. No more was that dark mud clinging to an unconscious body, dragging without resistance asunder.
Baking on alfresco green plastic chairs at Black Dog Cafe on Wilshire Boulevard, he had a fresh LA Weekly to peruse and abrasive voiceover auditions to comprehend. Two women draped in gilt and labels conversed loudly behind expensive sunglasses, and he was just sitting there, trying to leap forward in his used thrift store pants, don't you know. The queue for American coffee was excessive. The heat had brought an added fervor to this already feral existence. His eerily presented Yankee tea was now so cold he was forced to drink tap water from his trusty baby bottle. His 1993 rent-a-wreck Ford Festiva sat 30 meters down the boulevard, munching its way through four of its quarters. A new Thomas guy, the Los Angeles equivalent to London's A to Z, purchased for $19.99 from Rite Aid drugstore, lay dormant on the back seat. The golden women continued to gas it up, something about hypnotic visions coming from excessive power walking. To him they all looked and felt lonely, but he conceded it took a lonely person to notice. Surely we are all lonely at some point of the day. Surely we all feel abandoned. There is nothing despondent or regressive in that, provided we fill the void with something poetic. No amount of sun or shine could change his mind on that score.